This afternoon wrapped up day one in a pretrial hearing for Bill Cosby's criminal case. The case revolves around a single alleged assault, but prosecutors are arguing a jury should hear testimony by 13 other women who accuse Cosby of drugging and assaulting them. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that court watchers say this is a crucial piece of evidence.
What is already known about the details of the alleged 2004 assault of Andrea Constant by comedian Bill Cosby? During a 2005 deposition, Cosby described the sexual encounter as consensual. Now, says celebrity attorney Gloria Allred, the burden is on the prosecution to prove one thing.
In plain English, that Andrea Constant, the named victim, that she did not consent.
Speaking to reporters outside the Montgomery County Courthouse, Allred said that's why the district attorney's office is bringing in 13 other accounts that are, quote, strikingly similar to Constance. Constance says Cosby gave her pills, which made her semi-conscious and unable to consent. Allred and the prosecutors say Cosby had a pattern of non-consensual sex with women, and that strengthens the case.
For example, that he was an older man, that they were younger women, that he gave them either alcohol or drugs or both, that they became incapacitated such that they could not consent.
Allred represents some of these proposed witnesses. Defense attorneys also introduced evidence they say will show the women's stories are not similar enough to be considered and should be tossed out. After fighting for nearly 6 hours over what evidence the judge can consider to make this determination, District Attorney Kevin Steele began laying out his side's facts. Both legal teams will be returning to Norristown to begin arguing over the individual women's stories. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.